I'm a curious kid
with a curious mind.
I do curious things
all the time.
Welcome to Curious Questions for Curious Minds. Welcome to Curious Questions for Curious Minds.
So, hi everyone, I'm Jonah, here as always to present to you one of my researchers, or whatever. So today I have Dr. Paul Sondell, who's a pediatric cancer researcher at the University of Wisconsin, and he's also my grandpa. So hi Paul, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, Jonah, and thank you for doing this incredible series of podcasts on very curious questions for curious minds.
So, yeah, thank you.
I've enjoyed the questions so far that you've had with other interviewees. So this is a great series.
So thank you for coming as well. And so what's your job? What's a pediatric cancer researcher do?
I spend time trying to understand not only what cancer is, but to try to help imagine and then work on ways to treat cancers, particularly cancers in children, by using things that we can learn about how the body works.
And what is cancer? And how is there cancers in children? Is there a different type of cancer or what?
So, cancer is a complex set of many, many different diseases. But the one thing that has cancers all in common with each other is that normal cells that were in the body that were doing what they needed to do in the normal way that can keep people healthy, somehow those cells got damaged. They got damaged by having some damage in the master control of the cells called the genes. And the genes in cancer cells get damaged, and a few separate genes are damaged in a way that makes the cancer cells behave abnormally. Instead of growing when they should grow and making the molecules they should make and knowing when they should not grow, these cancer cells are growing all the time and making all sorts of molecules that they shouldn't be making and becoming larger and getting in the way of the normal cells that keep people healthy. And as a result, they make people sick.
So how do you do things at the University of Wisconsin? Do you just look at like people's blood and see what it's like, or?
Well, we're doing a number of different things. The most important thing that we're doing is taking care of children and adults that have cancer and helping to take care of them when they're first identified as having something going wrong. And very often when someone is sick, it's not cancer. But if the illness shows signs that there's a chance it could be cancer, then those children or adults get referred, get sent to a hospital like ours, where we can do special tests to identify whether or not it is cancer. Hopefully it's not. But if it is cancer, we can then tell the individual and the family what the problem is and what we need to do our best to take care of it. And what we do is start therapy that has been proven in research work done over the past 50 years, done first in test tubes, then done in experimental work with animals that have cancer to come up with ways that can take care of these cancers, that can control the cancer, can stop it from growing, and can do our best to get rid of it. And we're able to do that a good fraction of the time. In the year 2020, about 80% of children with cancer in any developed country in the world can receive therapy that will be curative for them. That means it'll get rid of the cancer and the cancer won't come back. And that's really incredible, because when I was a boy your age, it was very rare for a child with cancer to be able to be cured of cancer. So all of this improvement is because of research being done in laboratories and research that then goes into clinical testing. So the quick answer to your question is the most important thing we do is take care of patients, but look carefully at how we're doing it and what's working and what isn't. And then with the rest of the time, we're doing research in the laboratory to try and understand what can we do better to treat cancer for those patients that have cancer where the treatment isn't working as well as we want.
And so how is the, what is the treatment and how does it work?
So the treatment for most kinds of cancers currently involves three major kinds of therapies. The first kind of treatment that's used is surgery, where a surgeon can see where the cancer is and remove it surgically. That means cut out the abnormal cells so that normal cells can heal in its place. The second part of the therapy is called radiation treatment. That involves shining a very bright radiation, high energy waves that can go through your body and can cause death to cancer cells, and to shine that radiation at places where cancer is, and that way kill the cancer that couldn't be removed by the surgeon. But the most important part is the use of medicines that can go anywhere in the body, including places where the cancer might be hiding and we don't even see it. And those medicines are used to try and kill the cancer. And many of those medicines do a good job at killing cancer cells, but almost all of them can cause some damage to normal cells, because cancer cells aren't that different from normal cells. And so the drugs that kill cancer can cause irritation or damage to some normal tissues. And that's something we'd like to avoid. So the main area that my own team and many others is doing research on is working on a fourth kind of treatment that we call immune therapy, where we use your immune system, the same part of your body that can protect you from infection and can fight off influenza or bacterial pneumonia, like ear infections or pneumonia. To use that immune system to attack the cancer, but not attack normal cells. And over the past 10 years, there's been great progress in that approach. And there are many, many cancers that are now being treated successfully using the immune system to attack the cancer as the main component of treatment.
Cool. And what's your favorite thing about this job? Like, your favorite bit about doing this job?
My favorite part of it is that there are many favorite parts. The first favorite part is it feels really good to work with families who are very worried about the person in their family who's sick, and to work with them and let them know that because of research progress, we have good hope and evidence that we can help provide a cure that will make their family member better, and to work with them to make that hope a reality. So to be able to do something to help feels really good. Linked to that is I get to work with parents and other family members who will do whatever it takes to help take care of their sick child or nephew or parent, whoever is ill. And so I see parents doing wonderful things for others in their family, doing whatever it takes. A third thing that I also think is favorite is I think that the human body and how it works is just fascinating, and how every day we wake up and take for granted the millions of different things in our body that all have to happen exactly the right way for us to wake up and eat breakfast and walk to school and learn what we need to learn in our classes. And it's amazing that all of that happens for most of us exactly right every day. And it's frightening, but also fascinating, how some small things that can modify everything working right can make someone sick. And if we can understand how those things that cause someone to get sick work, we can design better treatments to be able to take care of that medical problem. And that's the whole idea behind research, to understand how something works, to understand what's going wrong when it's not working right, and then to come up with an answer as how to fix it. Those are challenging problems, but it's great to work with people who want to work on those same problems together to try and make a difference.
And so, if you couldn't choose this one job, if you couldn't be a pediatric cancer researcher, what job would you do?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, I knew when I was in third grade that I wanted to be a doctor. But I didn't learn until I was farther along in my education that part of being a doctor was not only taking care of people who were ill, but part of being a doctor was trying to come up with better ways to take care of them and doing the research to do that. And so I decided to be a doctor and a researcher at the same time. So if I couldn't be a doctor and a researcher, I think I would have been happy being a doctor. But it's still frustrating if you're a doctor and you're seeing someone with a problem that no one knows how to fix and needing to tell that person, I'm sorry, but the best we can do with modern science isn't good enough. That's why being a researcher is so intriguing, because it provides you the chance to maybe find a different answer. Now, if I couldn't have been a doctor, there were two things when I was a child I thought I wanted to be. One of them is I thought I wanted to be an astronaut. And the other is I thought I wanted to be a rabbi. And my parents used to kid me back in the late 1950s when I was 8 or 9 years old. They used to say, you'll be the first rabbi on the moon. But instead, I'm a cancer researcher.
It's not as exciting as the first rabbit on the moon, but it's still pretty great.
And it's pretty exciting. Thanks, Jonah.
What advice do you have for young people like who want to be like a researcher, like maybe like you? Like, how did you manage to do this?
My advice to you and other young people that are looking forward to your futures are, we live in a wonderful world that's filled with love and beauty and incredible miracles that we see around us every day. Every tree, every life, every sunrise is in some ways a miracle. But there's so much about the world that can use healing or repair or improvement. And some of that involves taking care of people that are sick. Some of it involves growing enough food for everybody to eat. Some of it involves preventing pollution from making it hard for us to breathe or be healthy. Some of it involves allowing governments to enable everybody to be free and do what they want. So the advice I give is find something that you're really interested in, something you're passionate about, something that you want to work on every day that's interesting to you, but also can make a difference. And work on that as hard as you can and study as much as you can about it so you know as much about it as you can. And then work on it. And if enough people like you choose to work on the many different things that need to be worked on, regardless of whether it's science or engineering or politics or business, all of those things need smart, hardworking people to make them better. And if everybody does something to make them better, but it's something they also have fun doing, the world will be a happy and healthier place.
And you want to make a contribution to that?
I think so. I think that in part that's why we're here. Benjamin Franklin, a famous American, said the most important question anybody can ask is what good can we do for the world?
Yeah, it's a really important thing. And
everybody can do something. And part of the challenge is for everybody to find that one thing that they want to do.
And what's the difference between being a pediatric cancer researcher or being like a just a cancer researcher?
So a pediatric cancer researcher is someone who is working largely on pediatric cancer. And the kinds of cancers that children get are somewhat different than the cancers that adults get. And the kinds of approaches that are used to treat them need to be different because the cancers themselves behave differently. So I'm a pediatric cancer researcher in part because I'm a doctor that's trained in taking care of children. And the area that I wanted to focus our lab's research on is the areas of medical problems that I was seeing myself as a doctor when I'm taking care of patients. So that's pediatric cancer.
Cool. And what are the different types of cancer? Like, I've heard they infect the cells, but
so
in what way do they change
great
genes?
Question. So if you think of any kind of cell of the body, if that cell gets damaged in a particular way, it could become a cancer. So there are cancers of the skin and cancers of the liver and cancers of the white blood cells and cancers of the cells that make red blood cells and cancers of the muscles and cancers of the kidneys. You name the kind of healthy cell in the body and it can become a cancer. Some of them are more common in children. Some of them are more common in adults. The most common cancer in children is a disease called leukemia. It's cancer of certain white blood cells. The second most common cancer in children is cancer of the brain. The next most common cancers are cancers of certain nerves in your body that are in your abdomen and chest. It's a disease called a neuroblastoma.
And how exactly?
And that's a disease that my lab studies. Yes, Jonah?
And how exactly does like the most common cancer for kids, like exactly how does it affect by those white blood cells? Like what's wrong with them?
So as we talked about a little bit earlier on, a single healthy cell in your body can get damaged and the genes in that cell start functioning in an abnormal way. And that cell starts growing out of control. And that one cell divides into two, and two cells divide into four, and four cells divide into eight. And after 40 of those separate doublings, that one abnormal cell, which might have been the one cancer cell in that individual, that cell has now grown into a trillion cancer cells. And a trillion cancer cells weighs about a kilogram. And so if you've got a kilogram of cancer cells in your body that are not doing the things that normal cells do, and they're taking up space and pushing against what the normal cells are trying to do and making abnormal amounts of molecules that are telling other parts of your body to do things they shouldn't do, it can make you pretty sick. And so leukemia, that happens when it was a single white blood cell that started behaving in that abnormal way. A brain cancer is when a single brain cell does that. A kidney cancer is when a single kidney cell does that. So that's what causes it. And then depending upon what kind of cancer it is, it grows in different places and has different behaviors that doctors know to look for and that we know what we need to do in order to treat it, to get rid of those cells so that they go away and don't ever come back. And that's what you have to do in order to provide a cure for cancer.
Cool. It's really cool. And how common is it for children to get cancer?
Fortunately, it's very rare. Only 1 in 300 children get cancer. So that means out of 300 children that you can identify, on average, only one of them will get cancer at any time between when they're born and when they turn 18. Now, it's different for adults. Cancer is very common in adults, but it usually affects older adults. In developed countries like the United Kingdom or the United States or Canada, about one half of all men will develop cancer at some point in their lives. And about a third of all women will develop cancer at some point in their lives. So the major challenges of cancer research is to come up with cures for cancer in the many, many adults that get cancer. But because some children get cancer as well, and back when I was a boy, it was a devastating disease with no cures, it's really important for us to come up with cures for that kind of disease.
And so, how did you get into your job?
When I was in third grade, my parents bought me a book called The Human Body that had pictures of the way every part of our body worked and had chapters that I, as a 9-year-old, could read and understand about how the human body worked. And I knew that I really was interested in the human body, and that got me interested in medicine, and it got me interested in wanting to be a doctor. And when I was in college and studying on what I needed to learn to go to medical school, I started learning much deeper about how the human body works. And in particular, I started learning about genetics and understood that genetics was really the control of every cell and how one cell can grow into a whole person. So I took time to work in a laboratory to understand genetics. And as it happens, it was a laboratory that was studying how to treat leukemia by understanding the genetics of human blood. And that got me very interested in leukemia, which is the most common form of cancer in children. And I started studying research that pertained to that. And from there on, when I went through medical school, I spent extra time studying those things that pertain to the genes that cause cancer, and particularly to cancers that could be treated with the immune system, and especially to cancers in children. And so I studied both to be a doctor, but I studied also separately to be a researcher.
So thank you so much for this. I really enjoyed it. And, well, bye. See you soon. Thank you, Dr. Paul Sandel. I especially enjoyed the part about hearing why you were a kid's doctor instead of like an adult one. And how just one malfunction cell can lead to load one big cancer problem. Thank you. Thank you as always to my family and especially to my brother who helped me make the theme song.